感谢赞美,
this morning we praise him because his presence is with us.
我想许多弟兄姐妹能够同样做一个见证, 主早晨实在是在我们中间,
and many brothers and sisters can testify the same that he is with us this morning.
主不仅借着圣灵充满在我们个人的心里,
not only through the Holy Spirit he fills our hearts,
我们的主实在是也借着圣灵充满在我们中间,
but also through the Spirit he fills all of us.
他的同在是那样的真实,
his presence is so true.
在敬拜中我突然间有一个想法,
and while we're worshiping, I suddenly had a thought.
我想如果就在那样的时刻, 主来接我们了,
and I thought if even at that time the Lord comes to take us home,
那该是多好,
then how blessed that would be.
但弟兄姐妹我们预备好了吗?
But are we ready?
今天早晨是那样的靠近,
this morning we're so close.
我想若主把我们接走了, 今天的信息就不需要讲了,
I thought if he had taken us away, then we don't need to share the message this morning.
就差一点点,
and it was so close.
既然主还没有把我们接走,
and since he did not take us away yet,
所以今天早晨的信息还是需要的,
then we still need the message this morning.
我们先读一处的经文,
and we'll read the scripture first.
在传道书第八章,
in Ecclesiastes chapter 8,
在旧约圣经传道书第八章,
in the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastics,
我们要读第八, verse 第五节的下半节,
we'll read the second part of verse 5.
这里主的话说, 智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理,
here it says, a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment.
这里告诉我们, 智慧人的心, 他要能够辨明时候和定理,
it says, a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment.
这个定理呢, 圣经告诉我们, 原文呢, 也作为审判的意思,
this judgment also can be translated into manner or procedure.
也有翻译成, 翻译成一个它的定理, 就是, procedure.
Sometimes also translated into procedure.
达比弟兄呢, 也把它翻译成我们的一个态度,
Brother Darby translated into a manner.
我想这几个意思呢, 它彼此是相关联的,
these few meanings are all connected.
在这里我们看见有一个时候,
here we see there's a time,
神他在一切的事物发生都有他的时候,
that there is purpose, to every purpose there's a time.
而这个时候发生呢, 它也包括了神的审判,
and it also includes his judgment.
这个审判所根据的乃是神的定理,
the standard of this judgment is by his manner.
这个定理呢, 跟我们的态度是有关联的,
and this procedure is connected to our manner.
我就用一个, 与我们切身相关的例子,
I'll use an example.
我们知道今天我们所在的时代是神恩典的时代,
we know today we live in the age of grace.
是神施行拯救的时代,
it's the time that he gives us his ransom.
我们知道在这样的时代的末了, 神有他的审判,
we know at the end of this age he will have a judgment.
所以罗马书告诉我们, 罪的工价乃是死,
so Romans tell us the wages of sin is death.
所以我们看见神的定理乃是对于罪的审判, 是死,
so we see that his procedure is the judgment of sin is death.
这个定理是不会改变的,
and this law will not change.
它也不能改变,
and it cannot be changed.
那我们该有什么样的态度呢?
So what kind of manner, what kind of attitude should we have towards it?
在神还怜悯恩待的时代里头,
while he still gives us mercy and love, what kind of attitude can we have towards it?
对于神审判的定理, 我们该持什么样的态度?
According to his judgment, how can we, how should we view it?
还没有得救的人,
for all the people that has not been saved,
我们实在是应该抓住这样的机会,
we need to take the time and the opportunity.
我们应该趁着神恩典大门还向我们敞开的时候,
while he still shows us grace and power,
我们应该快快地进入神所预备的救恩里头,
we need to quickly enter into the salvation that God has already prepared.
这是我们在这样的时候, 我们所应该有的态度,
so that's the attitude we should take in this certain time.
那对于我们已经蒙恩得救的圣徒,
for all of us who has already been redeemed,
那我们在基督台前审判面前, 我们又应该有什么样的态度呢?
What attitude should we have before the judgment seat of Christ?
所以早晨愿意用这样的时间和弟兄姐妹一起来思想这件事。
So this morning we want to meditate upon this matter, with all brothers and sisters.
就是求主赐给我们一颗智慧的心。
May Him give us a wisdom, a heart of wisdom.
叫我们能够辨明我们现今的时候。
So that we can know the time.
也叫我们能够预备一个合宜的态度。
So that we can have also the right manner.
来预备我们自己。
To prepare ourselves.
来等候迎接主的再来。
To wait and welcome His coming.
我们再有点祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们为了早晨你的同在，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you so much for your presence this morning.
主，我们知道你的心是何等的迫切。
We know your heart is willing and you have a longing.
你何等愿意接我们到你的荣耀里。
That you want to welcome us into your glory.
但是主，你今天还给我们机会。
But you still give us time and opportunity today.
主，你还呼召我们。
And you continue to call out to us.
主，愿早晨你再赐给我们有一颗柔软安静的心。
Lord, may you give us a gentle, quiet heart.
主，你也加添我们的心力。
To increase our strength.
主，叫我们能够警醒。
So that we can, take heed.
主，你也来开通我们的耳朵。
Also, may you open our ears.
主，叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we can hear your voice.
主，我们实在把我们众人都仰望在你的恩典里。
Lord, we look up all of us into your gracious hand.
求你再向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
听我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 我们从过去2008年进到2009年，我们看见这个时候。
From 2008, we enter into 2009, and we see the time.
我们知道这是一个震动的时代。
We know that this is an age of shakings.
在过去短短的几十年里
，In the past few decades，
我们看见全球人类社会极力想要促成几件事。
We see that entire human society has been trying to push for a few things.
他们极力想要推动天下太平。
They try to push for world peace.
啊，愿意这个政治能够稳定。
They hope political environment will be stable.
也极力想要促进经济的繁荣
，and they want to push for economic success，
并极力的研究，希望科技文明能够往前
，and they were trying to push for scientific advance。
但我们却在这样的同时呢，我们可以看见
，but at the same time we can also see，
我们看见大自然的震动
，we see the nature has been shaking。
我们看见令我们惊奇的地震
，and we see earthquakes that surprises us。
我们也看见风灾。
And we see hurricanes.
我们也经历过风灾。
And we also go experience through hurricanes.
我们看见在世界各地满了干旱，还有水灾。
We see that there are droughts and there are also floods.
也有瘟疫的发生，还有一些疾病。
There are plagues and also illnesses.
同时我们也看见在人文的社会当中也产生许多的震动。
We see in human societies there are also shakings.
无论是宗教也好。
Either religious.
无论是政治和经济也好。
Or political or economic.
战争污染。
Wars and pollutions,
还有与我们切身的忙碌和压力
and what we all feel the busyness and the pressures.
神让我们看见今天我们所在的这个时候是一个震动的时候
And God allows us to see that we're living in the shaking time.
啊，两个礼拜前，伯利兄向我们交和我们交通了启示啊，创世纪
Two weeks ago, Brother Bohr shared with us Genesis.
他让我们看见神荣耀的心意。
He allows us to see, the God's glorious purpose.
神是叫我们的心满了渴慕，啊，满了盼望。
And He fills his heart with longing and with hope.
我们从启示录当中也看见另外一件重要的事。
And from Revelation, we also see another thing.
他不仅告诉我们主耶稣基督的见证。
Not only we saw the testimony of Christ.
我们也看见神借着启示录。让我们知道那将来必成的事情。
And also through Revelation, we see what will happen in the future.
今天早晨，我没有办法和弟兄姐妹来交通整卷的启示录。
And today we don't have time to share the entire book of Revelation.
但是我们能够看见启示录当中神所要我们知道的那将来必成的事情。
But we can see, the things that's destined to happen in the future.
让我们看见神公义的审判。
And we can see His righteous judgment.
那愤怒的七碗要倒下来
，and seven bowls of wrath will be poured out。
我们看见所发生的就是天灾和人祸
，and we see all the natural disasters will happen。
那我们看见有许多的征战
，we see there will be wars。
然后我们看见巴比伦大城所代表的这地上的宗教、政治和经济也要倾倒了。
And we see the great city of Babylon, which represents the religion, the politics and society and economics of the world will fall.
然后我们看见世上的国就成了我主并主基督耶稣的国。
And we see that the kingdom of the earth will become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
就是主他要在建立他的国度在地上。
That he will establish his kingdom on earth.
他在地上执掌王权到永远。
He will reign and be a king forever.
然后我们就看见在新天新地当中那圣城新耶路撒冷城要降临。
We see that in new heaven and new earth,the holy city of Jerusalem will come down from heaven.
所以我们看见神永远心意的成就跟基督的国度在地上显现是有关系。
We see that his eternal purpose, is interrelated to his kingdom on earth.
而基督的国度能够建立在地上与我们是有密切的关系。
And for the kingdom of Christ to be established on earth is related to us.
我们再看一处的经文，在启示录第十九章。
And we read another scripture in Revelation chapter 19.
在启示录第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
我们读第六到第八节。
We read from verse 6 to verse 8.
启示录第十九章第六节。
Verse 8.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音。大雷的声音说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了。”
And I heard as he were the voice of great multitudes, as the sound of many waters, and the sound of mighty thundering, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns."
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。新妇也自己预备好了。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
在这里我们看见有一个时候。
We see that there will be a time.
这个时候就是当那羔羊的新妇他装备预备好了。
The time is that the bride of the Lamb is ready.
我们看见羔羊婚娶的时候就到了。
We see that the marriage of the Lamb has come.
看到神的旨意也就要成就了。
And we see that the purpose of the Lord will be accomplished.
在这里我们看见羔羊的心腹呢，他穿着光明洁白的细麻衣。
Here we see that the wife of the Lamb is wearing fine linen, clean and bright.
圣经告诉我们，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And the Bible tells us the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
对于每一个蒙恩的基督徒来说，我们有两件不可少的衣服。
For every Christian, that we have two pieces of clothing that we cannot do without.
第一就是基督的义。
One is the righteousness of Christ.
当我们因信主耶稣被神称义的时候。
When we believe in Jesus and when we're justified by Him,
神赐给我们一件衣服，就是基督成为我们的义。
He gives us a robe that is the righteousness of Christ.
这个义呢，就像衣服一样，给我们穿上。
And the righteousness is that we can wear this righteousness as a cloth.
基督成为我们的义袍，这件事情完全是神的恩典。
He has become our robe of righteousness that is His grace.
因着我们的信。
Because of our faith,
基督就成为我们的义袍。
He will be our robe of righteousness.
叫我们穿上。
That we can wear.
这件义袍是永远不会失去的。
And we'll never lose this robe of righteousness.
因为是神所为我们披上的。
Because God has put on this robe of righteousness.
这件事情跟我们的行为也没有关系。
And it has nothing to do with our merits.
乃是神的恩典，因着我们的信，就临到了我们。
It is by His grace and our faith it has come to us.
但是基督徒还有一件衣服是我们不可缺少的。
But then there is another cloth that we have to have, is necessary for us.
就在这里。叫我们预备好了能够赴羔羊的婚宴所需要的礼服。
Here it shows us it is when we are ready that we are invited to the marriage of the Lamb.
这件礼服是细麻衣所做的。
And this cloth is made out of fine linen.
圣经告诉我们这乃是圣徒的所行的义。
And that is the righteous acts of the saints.
我们知道 我们人的义实在是算不得什么，不过就是破烂的衣服。
We know our own righteousness is nothing, but it's nothing but dirty rags.
所以我们知道，今天我们要赴羔羊的婚宴，我们是不可能凭着我们自己的义行来穿上一件破烂的衣服参加这样的婚礼。
So we know to attend the marriage of the Lamb, we cannot just wear our own righteousness.
所以这里讲到光明洁白的细麻衣是指着什么呢
？So what does it mean when it talks about a clean, bright, fine linen?
我们看见，虽然圣经告诉我们是圣徒的义所行的义
，Even though the scripture tells us it's the righteous acts of the saints,
但是这实在来讲，不是我们从我们自己所行出来的义。
But we know this is not the righteous acts that we can perform out of ourselves.
乃是在我们里面那基督荣耀的生命所显出来的义。
But it is the glorious life of Christ that is in us.
这样的义在我们的生活当中。
When this righteousness is in our lives,
借着我们的行事为人彰显出来。
Through our deeds and acts, it's manifested.
那成为我们圣徒所行的义。
That it has become the righteous acts of the saints.
乃是基督的生命和柔美从我们身上彰显出来。
It is the glory and the beauty of Christ manifested through us.
那样的衣服就成为那光明洁白的细麻衣。
And that has become a fine linen, clean and bright.
叫我们能够赴那羔羊的婚宴。
So that we can attend the marriage of the Lamb.
叫我们能够在那婚宴当中与主一同在荣耀里享受那个喜乐。
And on the marriage feast of the Lamb, we can enjoy His glory and His joy.
所以我们看见神心意的成就跟我们有密切的关系。
So we see for the purpose of God to be fulfilled, it's closely related to us.
因为当基督的心腹预备好了。
Because when the wife of the Lamb is ready,
那羔羊的婚宴就要发生。
Then the marriage of the Lamb will come.
那我们再来看一看，那今天神的教会在地上的光景是如何呢
？We see what's the condition of the church of God on this earth.
我们再看一处，在启示录第三章。
We'll go back to Revelation chapter 3.
在启示录当中，我们看见圣灵写给七个教会的七封信。
And the Holy Spirit has written seven letters to seven churches.
那我们看见教会的光景。
And we see the conditions of the church.
那今天神的教会在地上的光景是如何呢
？So what's the condition of the church today？
我想老底嘉教会可以作为一个代表。
We think the church of Laodicea can represent the time now。
在启示录第三章第十五节
，In chapter 3 verse 15，
教会的使者对教会说：“我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
”I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot。I wish you were cold or hot.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spit you out of my mouth.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
在这里我们可以看见，约约的看见今天教会在地上的一个光景。
And we seem to see the condition of the church today on the earth.
第一个，他乃是瞎眼的。
First, he's blind.
在神的眼中呢，这里虽然讲到他是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Even though the Lord tells her that she is wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
但是那其中最大的问题还是在于瞎眼。
But the greatest problem is that she is blind.
因为如果我们眼睛能看见
，because if we can see，
我们能够看见我们自己的困苦、可怜、贫穷和赤身。
Then we can see that we're wretched and miserable and poor and naked.
我们就会悔改的，在神的面前。
Then we'll repent before the Lord.
神也必要怜悯我们。
And He will have mercy on us.
但是当我们如果是瞎眼的
，But if we're blind.
我们对我们自己的认识和神的认识是不同的。
That if our recognition of ourselves is different from that of the Lord，
弟兄姐妹，我们就活在一个黑暗里头。
Then we live in darkness。
我们就当教会的主在门外叩门的时候，我们还不知道要开门。
When the Lord knocks on the door outside, we don't even know how to open the door。
所以我们必须要认识我们自己真实的光景。
So we really need to know our true condition。
第二，这段经文也告诉我们教会的态度。
Second, it also tells us, the attitude of the church.
我们看见教会乃是一个不冷不热的态度。
We see that the church is neither hot nor cold.
就是对于神的心意，不冷也不热。
And they're lukewarm towards the purpose of the Lord.
不仅不认识神的心意。
Not only we don't know the will of the of God.
对神心意的态度。乃是那不冷不热。
But our attitude towards His will is lukewarm.
这样的一个态度呢，说实在是一个风气所造成的。
And that attitude is also caused by the culture.
我们看见风气的影响，让教会把那不正常的光景，以为当作是正常的光景。
We see, because of the culture, the abnormal condition of the church is treated as if it's normal.
我们看见神的教会在地上，乃是一个不冷不热的光景。
We see His church is lukewarm on the earth.
对于神的心意似乎是没有感觉。
And we don't have any feelings towards His will.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
今天主还给我们有机会。
He still gives us opportunity today.
叫我们能够来预备迎接主的再来。
So we can have know and prepare for His coming.
更是叫我们因着预备好我们自己。
And if we can be ready ourselves.
我们能够来催促主的再来。
That we can urge His coming.
所以早晨我们实在是求主来开我们眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes today.
叫我们能够认识我们今天所处的这样的一个时候。
So that we can know the time that we're in.
叫我们能够把我们自己给摆上。
So that we can offer ourselves.
叫我们能够脱离那不冷不热的光景。
So that we can no longer be lukewarm.
我们能够为着神荣耀的心意。
And for His glorious purpose.
我们能够竭力的往前。
That we might press on.
在马太福音第十一章那边
In Matthew chapter 11,
马太福音第十一章那里、主对我们说了一段话
In Matthew 11, the Lord speaks His words.
在马太福音十一章第十二节
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12,
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进的，努力的人就得着了。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
因为众先知和律法说预言，到约翰为止。
For all the laws and for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
你们若肯领受，这人就是那应当来的以利亚。
If you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come.
有耳可听的就应当听。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
在这里让我们看见主耶稣说了一件事。
Here we see the Lord Jesus talk about one thing.
他说如今就是那个时候。
He says today is the day.
这里告诉我们说天国是努力进去的。
He says until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
这里这个努力那个他原文的意思呢、弟兄翻译出来了。他乃是暴力的意思。
It talks about violence.
是一个残暴。
It's a violence.
但是很多时候呢，我们觉得主是很温柔的。
Many times we feel our Lord is gentle.
我们觉得神的恩典、神的慈爱呢，是那样的柔细。
We know that His grace and His loving kindness is so gentle.
所以这里的中文圣经就把它翻译成那个努力哈，就比较。温和一点。
So the Chinese translation translate violence into an effort.
但弟兄姐妹，这里我们实在是必须要把那个意思，我们要能够明白。
But we need to know the meaning.
天国是必须要暴力。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
或是我们可以把它说用个拼命。
That we need to give our entire life.
就是要拼上去的。
That we need to, the violent will take it.
所以我们知道这里所讲的并不是指着神的救恩。
And we know it doesn't talk about His salvation.
我们知道神的救恩是白白的赐给我。
We know the salvation is given for free.
因着信。
By faith.
我们就被神称义了。
And we'll be justified by the Lord.
因着信我们就得着了永生。
By faith we receive eternal life.
但在这里主耶稣的话告诉我们天国是要努力进去的。
But here it says the kingdom of heaven you need to take it by force.
拼上去的人就能够得着。
All who can press on and be violent to themselves will receive it.
主说如今就是时候。
And he says, until now.
在这里我们看见有一个情形。
And here we see a condition.
就是当圣经的预言都已经应验了。
That when all the prophecies are fulfilled.
就是神在旧约界的先知所讲的。
And that is all the prophecies from the prophets.
到施洗约翰的那个时候。
Up until John.
我们看见主在地上来应验了旧约所讲的预言。
We see that he has fulfilled all the prophecies of the Old Testament.
所以主的话说，那些预言呢，到约翰为止。
So he says those prophets have prophesied until John.
因为那些预言在新约的开始，它都要应验了。
Because those prophecies will be fulfilled at the beginning of the New Testament.
所以主提醒我们说，你们若肯领受。
And so the Lord says, if you're willing to receive it.
他说，那施洗约翰呢，就是那将要来的以利亚。
That John the Baptist is Elijah who is to come.
因为神在旧约先知的先知告诉他的百姓。
Because through the prophets in the Old Testament, God has told his people.
弥赛亚，也就是基督，要来之前，以利亚会先为他预备道路。
Before the Messiah comes, Elijah will come and prepare the way for him.
所以直到今天，那在中东的犹太人。
So even until now, all the Jews in the Middle East,
他们仍然在那里等候以利亚先来。
They're still waiting for Elijah to come first.
因为他们知道，当以利亚来了以后，
because they know when Elijah comes,
弥赛亚就要来拯救他们。
Messiah will come and save them.
就要建立他的国度在地上。
And he will establish his kingdom on earth.
所以到今天，在以色列的犹太人，他们仍然在那里消极的等候以利亚先来。
So many Jews are still passively waiting for Elijah to come.
他们知道神的预言
，They know the prophecies of the Lord，
但是他们却不能做什么。
Yet they couldn't do much。
他们只能在那里等以利亚先来。
They're just waiting for Elijah to come first。
因为他们不肯领受。
Because they're not willing to receive。
但是在这里主说，你们若肯领受，他说施洗约翰就是那以利亚。
But here the Lord says, if you're willing to receive it, then John the Baptist is Elijah。
意思就是说，那将要来的以利亚已经来到了。
That。The Elijah who is to come has already come.
因为弥赛亚就是主耶稣基督已经来到地上。
Because Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, has already come to the earth.
他已经将天国的时代展开了。
He has already opened up the age of the kingdom of heaven.
所以他在这里主告诉我们说，天国是要努力进去的。
That's why he tells us that the kingdom of heaven, you need to take it by force.
天国必须要拼上去的。
That you have to be violent.
这是我们今天所处的这样的一个时代。
And that is the condition of us today.
神建造他荣耀的教会的工作即将完成。
And he's about to finish his work to establish his church.
我们知道那将来必要成的事情就是基督要建立他的国度在地上。
We know, in the future, he will establish his kingdom on earth.
那在这样的一个时候，
In the certain time,
我们蒙恩的圣徒应该有什么样的态度呢？
What attitude should we have as believers of the Lord?
我们岂能像犹太人一样在那里消极等候那要来的以利亚？
Can we still be passive and waiting for Elijah who is to come?
弟兄姐妹，我们是已经蒙恩、已经领受神话语的一帮人。
We have already received grace and His words.
我们知道以利亚已经来了。
We know Elijah has already come.
我们知道耶稣基督也已经来到地上。
We know our Lord Jesus has already come to the earth.
我们知道他现在呢是在建造他的教会。
We know he's building up his church right now.
预备好迎接他的再来。
So that we'll be ready for his coming again.
所以在这样的时候，我们的生活态度应该是什么呢？
So in this time, what should our attitude of our life be?
主的话提醒我们，我们乃是要拼命。
And he tells us we need to take it by force.
我们要暴力。
To be violent.
拼命啊，不是拼别人的命。
And to take it by force is not using other people's efforts.
这个暴力呢，也不是对别人来施暴。
And this violence is not to be violent to others.
弟兄姐妹，我们乃是要把我们自己要摆上。
But rather, we need to offer ourselves.
我们乃是要攻克己身。
We need to deal with ourselves.
我们叫身服我。
And that it will be obedient to us.
所以今天早晨愿意借着哥林多前书九章二七节来思想攻克己身叫身服我这件事。
That in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27 we'll learn this lesson to discipline our body and bring it into subjection.
我还是很快读一下在哥林多前书第九章。
And we'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
九章第二十七节。
Verse 27.
保罗说我是攻克己身叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Paul says, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself shall be disqualified.
这句话我稍微解释一下。
And I'll explain this a little more.
保罗说他怕自己呢传福音给别人。
Paul says he's afraid that he will preach the gospel to others,
自己反而被弃绝了。
And he himself will be cast away.
哪能有这样的事?
How can that be?
像保罗这样传福音, 为主传福音的人,
for someone like Paul who shares the gospel for the Lord,
他还被弃绝吗?
How can he be cast away?
他还会失去救恩吗?
Can he lose his salvation?
他还会被下到火湖的地狱里吗?
Will he be cast down to the lake of fire?
这里面这里的弃绝并不是讲着失去救恩说的。
Here to be cast away does not mean that he will lose his salvation.
这里的弃绝乃是与国度无份。
Here it says that he will be disqualified from the kingdom.
乃是与那羔羊的婚业。 无关,
and he will be disqualified for the marriage of the Lamb.
所以他说他怕自己被弃绝,
so he's afraid that he will be disqualified himself.
这里这句话呢,也不是单单为那福音组的同工们说的。
So here is not, this verse is not for just the gospel friends.
因为他说他传福音给别人,
because he says he shared the gospel with others.
所以不是只有那传福音的同工们呢,他们怕被弃绝。
And it's not only for those who are co-working in the matter of gospel.
其实我们每一个人都应该是福音的使者。
Because every one of us should be an ambassador of the gospel.
这句话谁是对着我们每一个人说的?
And this is a verse for every one of us.
我们何等盼望,我们不是在那里做工作。
How we hope that we're no longer doing just works.
我们为主行了许多异能。
We have done much works for the Lord.
我们做了这样的,做了那样子,
we have done this and that.
但到后来,
but at the end, he does not commend
us.
That we're outside of the marriage of the Lamb and we cannot take part of his glory.
这里所以保罗说,为了这个缘故呢,他说他要攻克己身。
Here Paul says, for this reason, I'll discipline my body.
这个攻克己身呢, 什么意思呢?
What does that mean to discipline ourselves?
这里呢, 保罗用了一个又是一个很残暴的字。
And he uses another very, very violent word.
这攻克己身的意思呢, 原文的意思呢, 就好像像人用一个拳头啊, 打自己眼睛的底下。
And in the original meaning, it's as if you use your fist to punch the underside of your eye.
不是轻轻的打,
not to just pat it.
然后打得一块青一块黑的,
but to beat yourself until you bruise yourself.
大家不要惊奇,
don't be surprised.
这是圣经它原来的那个意思。
That is the original meaning of the text.
那我们说保罗是不是告诉我们说我们要虐待我们自己呢?
So does he mean that he will that we need to abuse ourselves?
他将来对待我们这个身体,
to abuse our body?
兄弟妹,那个不是目的。
And that is not the purpose.
那个目的呢, 乃是要叫身服我。
The purpose is so that we can bring ourselves into subjection.
叫我们这个身体,
and so that our body,
叫我们这个生命, 叫我们这个人的生命气息,
that our life and our breath,
不再做罪的奴仆,
will no longer be a slave to sin and death,
不再被仇敌所利用,
it will no longer be used by the enemy,
叫这个身体能够服我,
so that you will be a slave,
就是我们能够服在基督的底下,
to be a slave under Christ,
我们能够把我们的身体, 我们的全人, 能够归给耶稣,
that our whole being, our body can be subjected to Christ,
做他的奴仆,
to be his slave,
做他的器皿,
to be his vessel,
是为着彰显基督的荣耀,
for the purpose to glorify his life and to manifest his glory.
所以这里保罗用了一个很严厉的字, 就是要攻克己身。
Here he used a very violent word to discipline our body.
他的目的乃是叫我们这个人成为一个神能够使用的器皿。
So that we can be a vessel usable for the Lord.
我们能够彰显基督的荣耀。
That we might manifest the glory of Christ.
我们也能够成为神完成他荣耀旨意的器皿。
That we can be those vessels who can accomplish his will.
所以早晨想和弟兄姐妹从三个方面来思想攻克己身这件事。
So in three aspects, we want to meditate upon this matter of discipline our body.
第一,
first,
我们乃是要警醒祷告。
We need to stay awake and pray.
要逃避私欲。
And to flee from youthful desires.
这是第一个方面。
That's the first aspect.
在马太福音主耶稣曾经告诉我们,
in Matthew, in book of Matthew, the Lord Jesus told us,
他说挪亚的日子怎样呢? 人子降临也是怎样。
He says, as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of men.
他说洪水洪水以前的日子呢，人的生活呢还是照常吃喝嫁娶。
He says before the flood, they were just eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
直到挪亚进方舟的日子。
Until the day that Noah entered the ark.
在那里告诉我们有一个时候。
He says there is a time.
洪水就要来了。
That the flood will come.
那里呢，主告诉我们说，他再来的日子呢，跟那挪亚洪水之前的日子呢是一样的。
He compares his coming, as the days of Noah.
他说人照常吃喝嫁娶。
He says people will be drinking and eating, marrying and giving in marriage.
这里不要误会。
And don't,
不要误会主的意思说好像吃喝嫁娶是不对的。
Please, don't mistake the Lord's words saying that, drinking and eating is wrong.
就你们也吃喝嫁娶呢其实是神给我们的恩典。
Drinking and eating and marriage is the grace of God that he has given us.
它本身并不是问题。
Itself is not a problem.
它的问题在哪里？
What's the problem then?
乃是主的话告诉我们说，不知不觉洪水就来了。
Is that the Lord says, and they did not know until the flood came.
就把他们都冲去。
That they will be, they were washed away.
主说人子降临的日子也是这样。
And the Lord says, so will the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
所以这句话主的提醒重点在哪里呢？
So what's, the importance of his words?
还是就要告诉我们要警醒。
And he tells us to stay awake.
因为我们看见这个世代的人呢都在吃喝嫁娶。
Because we see the man of this world is just drinking and eating and giving in marriage.
我们就习以为常。
Then we're used to it.
然后不知不觉。
Then unknowingly.
人子的日子就降临。
The Son of Man will come.
弟兄姐妹，这是主给我们的提醒。
So that's his warning to us.
我们或许在生活中，我们仍然吃喝嫁娶。
Perhaps in life we still eat and drink and be married.
但是我们却要警醒的祷告。
But we need to pray watchfully.
不容我们的眼睛睡觉。
So that our eyes will not see any sleep.
也不容我们的眼皮打盹。
And that will not, that will not slumber.
要救我们自己脱离那网罗。
That we can save ourselves from the snare.
去年在我们这里经历了 Ike 飓风。
Yes, last year we experienced through Ike.
我们知道有些弟兄姐妹啊，那晚上那个是晚上那个风暴临到。
We know the hurricane came at night.
有些弟兄姐妹呢，整晚他就没有睡觉。
And some brothers and sisters could not sleep the whole night.
当然我不知道没有睡觉是不是在警醒祷告。
Of course, I don't know if you were praying watchfully when you're not sleeping.
但你发现啊，我们就至少是警醒的。
Well, at least we were kept awake.
因为我们不知道那个飓风什么时候呢会把我们的房子给吹掉了。
Because we don't know how and when the hurricane will damage our house.
当主耶稣带着彼得和门徒到了克西马尼园的时候。
When the Lord led Peter into, and his disciples into the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣在父神面前迫切的祷告。
And he prayed urgently before the Father.
他也告诉彼得们，彼得和门徒们要警醒的祷告。
He also tells Peter and his disciples to pray.
免得入了迷惑。
To watch and pray, unless they will be.
但是我们看见彼得和门徒们呢，他们心灵固然愿意。
We see that even though their bodies, their heart is willing.
但是他们肉体却软弱了。
But their flesh was weak.
在那里主让我们看见一件事。
We see one thing there.
在黑夜极深的时候。
In the darkness of night.
我们虽然会心灵固然愿意。
Even though our hearts are willing.
但是我们这个肉体啊会软弱的。
But our flesh will be weak.
这是为什么我们必须要攻克己身。
That is why we need to discipline our body.
兄弟们不是告诉大家从今以后晚上都不睡觉。
No, I'm not telling you to stop sleeping at night.
乃是在我们生活当中我们要保守一颗警醒的心。
But in our lives, we need to be watchful.
我们不要活在一个不知不觉的光景里。
That we should not live in the unconsciousness.
突然主就降临。
And suddenly the Lord comes.
发现我们还没有预备好。
And we realize we're not ready.
那警醒祷告的同时呢我们还要逃避私欲。
So while we watch and pray, we need to flee from youthful lusts.
我很高兴今天有年轻人在我们中间。
I'm glad that many young people are with us today.
啊我们弟兄在几周前跟我们交通到提摩太后书那里告诉我们说你们要逃避少年的私欲。
Our brothers a few weeks ago shared with us that you need to flee from youthful lusts.
同那倾心祷告的人追求公义信德仁爱和平。
To pursue righteousness, peace, love with those who call on the Lord with a pure heart.
弟兄特别提醒我们，这些私欲啊，不单是少年人才有啊，就是我们 这个年纪大点的人呢，也可能会有。
He especially reminds us this youthful lust is not only for people who are young in age, but also for us who are grown up. We will still have these youthful lusts.
主的话告诉我们，私欲我们要逃避。
His words tells us that we need to flee from these lusts.
当私欲要来试探我们的时候
，When the lusts come to test us and to tempt us,
我们是有时间可以逃避的。
And he knows that we have time to flee from them.
雅各书告诉我们。
James tells us,
这个私欲啊，是在那里呢，像是会怀胎的。
That it tells us this lust will be, can be conceived.
就私欲在人的心中呢，它会渐渐的怀胎。
That he can conceive and give birth.
那怀了胎以后呢，才生出罪来。
After it's conceived and it gives birth to sin.
那罪长成了呢，就生出死。
And when the sin grows up, it gives it comes forth death.
就在那里我们看见从私欲到最后生出死来呢，它是有一段过程的。
We see that there is a procedure from having the lust until death.
主说当我们警醒看见私欲在我们身上发动的时候
We see when the lust is present in us.
我们要逃避。
We need to run from it.
当大卫在做以色列王的时候
whenDavid was the king of Israel.
我们看见他的军队在前线与敌人作战。
We see his army was fighting in the front line with the enemies.
大卫却失去了警醒的心。
But he lost his heart to watch.
他睡觉睡到日落平息。
And he slept until the sun went down.
他不警醒。
And he was not watchful.
然后醒来呢，刚好在宫殿的屋顶上，在那里散步。
And when he woke up, he started to take a walk on top of the
palace. 一不小心呢，就看见了乌利亚的妻子。
And he saw the wife of Uriah.
他看见他不该看的。
And he saw what he should not have seen.
私欲在他身上就发动。
So the lust was conceived in him.
但是在那个时候，大卫他没有逃避这样的私欲。
But at that time, he did not know how to flee from the lust.
他乃是容让这样的私欲在他身上生出罪来。
And he compromised, so the lust gave birth to sin.
所以我们看见这个罪就生出死来。
And the sin gave birth to death.
我们看见大卫的整个光景就落下去了。
And so his condition fell away.
所以主的话提醒我们，当私欲在我们身上发动的时候。
So when lust is present in us,
弟兄姊妹，我们要逃避。
The Lord reminds us we need to flee.
像逃避洪水猛兽一样。
As if we're fleeing from floods and beasts.
我认识一位有一位年轻的弟兄。
I know a young brother.
他开始上班了以后，他还在学校，同时在完成他的学业。
And while he's working, he's still at school finishing his degree.
我们这个弟兄呢，他就被这个私欲，少年的私欲呢，给缠累。
And he was entangled by this youthful lust.
他向我们做见证，他曾经有许多的夜晚在电脑的面前，在那里下载他不该看的东西。
And he testifies that the many nights that he will download things that he should not have downloaded.
一夜一夜的在那里。
Nights after night.
他受那个私欲的捆绑。
That he is entangled and bounded by the lust.
不能逃脱。
That he cannot flee from it.
或者说他没有逃脱。
Or he did not flee from it.
就他就被罪给抓住了。
So he was take hostage by sin.
但是因为他是信主的基督徒。
But because he's a Christian who believes in the Lord.
不该不对的事。
He knew that's an unrightful thing to do.
有一天，他就下定心志，他要把这些东西从他的电脑全部给清除干净。
So one day he was determined to delete everything from his computer.
他就把他整个硬碟清得干干净净。
So he cleaned up his hard drive completely.
过没有几天
，a few days later，
他又花了好几个晚上。又把这些不该看的照片又把它从网上 download 下来。
He used many nights to download many pictures that he should not have seen.
他没有办法逃脱这样的私欲。
He cannot flee from the lust.
但是感谢神，他的恩典是够我们用。
But we thank the Lord that His grace is enough for us.
直到我们弟兄有一天蒙了主的光照。
Until one day, the Lord enlightened him.
主借着约伯记来提醒他。
Through the book of Job, the Lord reminded him.
他在神面前有一个祷告。
He had a prayer before.
他说：“我与我的眼睛立约。”
He says, "I will take a covenant with my eyes."
他说：“我的眼怎能够再恋恋望那处女呢？”
He says, "How can my eyes behold the virgin?"
所以呢，从那之后呢，他就靠着主，他能够胜过这样的一个私欲。
So from that day on, he could by the power of the Lord, he can overcome the lust.
在他身上能够活出那新人的样式。
That he can have a newness of life.
他不仅自己逃脱了这私欲和罪的辖制。
Not only he fled from the lust.
因为他知道呢，在学校里头，他很多的学弟哈，他们常常会在那个书局里头啊，在那里。看不该看的东西。
He also knows that he has many classmates, who also gather, always gather in the library and seeing the things that they should have.
所以他常常会跑到书局那里。
So they will go to the library.
他看见那些学弟在那边看一些不该看的书刊。
He will see all his classmates.
他就会去跟他们说。
And he will tell them.
说你们不应该做这个事。
And that you should not have
this. 你们不应该看这些东西。
You shouldn't see this.
那些学弟们呢，就很羞愧的呢，就赶快跑掉。
So all his classmates were ashamed and they all ran away.
就到后来呢
But then later on,
我们弟兄呢，他常常到书局那里去。
He always goes to the library himself.
这些人啊，远远看到他呢，就赶快逃跑了。
And so whenever people see him, they will run away quickly.
弟兄姐妹，主要我们要逃避少年的私欲。
And the Lord reminds us to flee from youthful lust.
在雅各书也告诉我们，要忍受试探的人是有福的。
James also tells us, "Blessed will be the man who endures temptations."
他们经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。
For after they are proved, they will receive the crown of life.
这是主所应许给他爱他之人的。
That is a promise from the Lord who loves, for those who love him.
这里我们看见，那试探临到我们呢？我们还有一个功课要学习，就是要学习忍受。
We see that we have another lesson. When the temptation comes, we need to learn to endure them.
我们这个忍耐呢，必须要学习，必须要操练。
That we need to learn and practice this endurance.
忍耐呢，才能够经过操练，才能够生出老练来。
And endurance will give birth to character, proven character.
这样的性格在我们身上就能够显出基督的荣美。
And this proven character will manifest the glory of Christ.
那忍受试探容不容易？
Is it easy to endure temptation?
我们有些人说，哎呀，这个太难了。
Some people will say, oh, it's too difficult.
我本身呢是没有问题的。
I have no problem myself.
但是每一次呢，我的丈夫，我的妻子呢，他说那句话，我就忍不住了。
But whenever my husband or my wife says something, then I cannot endure anymore.
不，当我的丈夫给我一个那样的眼色呢，我就忍不住了。
If when my husband gives me a look, then I cannot endure anymore.
我们脾气就发出来了。
And then our angers will rise.
然后这个脾气发出来呢，就把死亡带进来。
When the angers come up, and it brings out death.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以学习忍耐不发脾气的。
Brothers and sisters, we can learn to endure and not be angry.
那我们说不行，我们这个人天生啊就是脾气比较大。
And we say, oh, it's too difficult because by nature I am a very angry person.
我也试着忍，但是呢怎么忍忍不住。
I try to endure, but I just cannot.
我们真的不能够忍吗？
Can we really not endure at all?
我们在公司里头，无论老板怎么对我们。
In at your office, no matter how mean your boss is to you,
我们敢不敢向老板乱发脾气？
Do you dare to raise your temper towards your boss?
我们在教会里头
at church,
负责弟兄给我们有一些的指点，有一些的批评。
When responsible brothers gives us a little criticism,
我们能不能忍受不发脾气呢？
Can we still endure and not be angry?
一般是可以的。
And most of the time we can.
结果我们发现啊，在公司里头不能发脾气。
And so we realize at work we cannot be angry.
来到教会中也不能发脾气。
At church we cannot be angry.
就我们肚子里头就憋了一肚子气。
So we have accumulated all this anger in us.
在哪里发？
So where can it be released?
我们就在家里头乱发脾气。
So we raise our hot temper at home.
弟兄姐妹，这个脾气，这个试探不是不能够忍受的。
And this temptation is endurable.
你在公司可以忍受。
If you can endure it,
在教会里头可以忍受。
If you can endure it at church,
我们在家里头，我们也需要来学习操练，来控制我们的脾气。
And we need to learn and practice to endure our this temptation to be angry.
弟兄姐妹，这不是能不能的问题。
It is not about if you can or not.
乃是我们愿不愿意的问题。
It is if you're willing or not.
主的话告诉我们，要忍受试探。
The words of the Lord tell us we need to endure temptation.
我们需要操练。
We need to practice.
好，那第二
And the second point,
第二方面，我们乃是要灭绝我们这个旧人，我们这个罪身。
That we need to put away our old self.
我们要致死我们的肉体。
That we need to put to death our flesh.
在哥罗西书告诉我们，我们要致死我们在地上的这些啊肢体。
In Colossians, it tells us we need to put to death our members.
就是我们这些肢体呢，是叫我们犯罪的。
Because these members of body cause us to sin.
罗马书也告诉我们。
In Romans, it also tells us.
我们知道我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
That our old self is already crucified with Christ.
叫罪身灭绝。
So that our sinful body will be put to death.
叫我们这个旧人啊，这个罪身呢，不再做罪的奴仆。
So that we'll be no longer slaves to sin.
凡属基督耶稣的人。
And for all those who belong to Christ.
我们是已经把肉体和肉体的情欲已经钉在十字架上。
We have already crucified ourselves with its lusts and desires.
我们若靠圣灵得生。
If we live by the Spirit.
我们也就当靠圣灵来行事。
We ought to also walk by the Spirit.
所以在这里呢，想要弟兄们一起来思想如何来灭绝我们这个旧人，这个罪身。
So we want to talk about how to put away our old self.
如何来致死我们的这个犯罪的身体。
How to nullify the body of sin.
弟兄们，神没有意思要把我们所谓的罪根从我们身上除去。
And he does not want to take away the roots of sin from us.
只要我们还活在这个肉身的一天。
And for each day that we still live in this flesh.
罪在我们身上就还能够影响我们。
The sin can still influence us.
意思就是说我们还有可能会犯罪。
Meaning that we still have opportunities or possibilities to sin.
并没有意思要把罪根给除去。
But he is not taking away the root of sin.
他却告诉我们，我们这个旧人乃是与基督同钉十字架。
Yeah, he tells us our old self is crucified with Christ.
就是我们这个己啊，是已经与基督同钉十字架，同死同埋葬。
That our self is already crucified with Christ, is dead with Christ, and is buried with Christ.
有弟兄告诉我们，在基督徒的身上，这个死是我们所该学习、所该操练、该生活的。
A brother tells us, that this, in the Christian life, this death is what we need to practice, need to exercise daily.
而复活生命的彰显是自然的。
And the manifestation of the resurrection life is natural.
意思就是说，当我们向着己，我们的己死了。
So, which means when our old self dies.
因为我们是在基督里。
Because we're in Christ.
因为我们是与基督联合。
Because we are connected to Christ.
我们在死的形状上与他联合。
We're conformed to his death.
我们在复活的形状上自然。就显出他复活生命的能力。
The naturally will display the power of his resurrection.
所以死是我们该做的。
So we need to practice death.
而复活在我们身上，它自然就能够显出来。
But resurrection will be manifested naturally.
可惜的是，今天有一些基督徒。
Pitifully, some Christians today.
我们在地上呢，我们没有与基督同死。
And we did not learn to die with Christ on earth.
死在我们身上没有发动。
That we were not conformed to his death.
但是我们却追求，却渴望能够活出基督复活生命的荣耀。
Yeah, we have a desire and a longing to live out his, the form of his resurrection.
所以我们就用了很多心思，我们也很努力的要活出那基督复活生命的样子。
So we used many methods and we also pay a lot of effort to try to live out the resurrection.
结果呢，是失败。是跌倒。
Then we end up in failures and stumbles.
就算我们暂时好像活出来了。
Even though temporarily we feel like we have lived out the resurrection.
那个也是假的。
And it is a false image.
所以我们今天要来思想一件事，就是我们这个己要如何与基督同钉十字架，同死同埋葬。
So we need to meditate upon how ourselves can be crucified with Christ.
我和许多弟兄姐妹都有一样的一个挣扎。
And I have the same struggle with many brothers and sisters.
就是我们知道，我们这个旧人，这个己啊，是应该钉十字架的。
That even though we know that our old flesh needs to be crucified.
就是我们这个己是应该死的。
That our flesh needs to die.
我们清楚得很，当我们这个己若死了，你发现啊，我们生活当中所有的难处都解决了。
We know it very well that if our old self dies, then many problems in our life will be solved.
无论这个工作上的难处
，either is the problem at work，
无论经济上的难处
，or the difficulties economically，
夫妻的关系上的难处
，or between husband and wives，
无论在聚会中弟兄姐妹之间关系的难处
，or the relationship between brothers and sisters at church，
我们都知道，当己若死了呢，这难处都没有。
We know if ourself dies, then all these problems will go away。
但是我们知道己要死
But we know that to crucify our flesh.
但是我们却死不了。
But we cannot do it.
这个己在我们身上啊，总是那样的活泼。
That this self is always so lively in us.
那我们这样的情形，我们怎么来解决呢？
So how do we solve this problem?
我想有几个方面。
I think there are a few aspects.
第一，乃是我们对于这个旧人啊，这个己认识的不清楚。
First, we do not know enough about our old self.
我们实在应该看见我们这个旧人、旧老我呢，他的地位应该是什么？
We should see what's the position of this old self.
他是有罪的。
It is sinful.
我们必须要知道这个要定他的罪。
We need to know, to reckon it as sinful.
这个罪身呢，它只有一个，它只有一个结局。
That there is only one result.
不是有期徒刑。
Not that it suffers a sentence of.
Yeah.Terms
a term sentence
也不是说是无期徒刑
and it is not a life sentence
我们知道罪的工价乃是死
and we know the wages of sin is death
所以我们这个有罪的这个己这个旧人呢他唯一的判刑呢就是应该是死罪
and we know the only sentence we can give to this old self is death
我们要弃绝自爱自怜
we need to we shouldn't be self-pity or self-love
还有自义
And the self-righteousness.
很多时候我们就是因为不认识这个旧人的自己。
Because many times we do not know, the true form of ourselves.
我们觉得我们这个人虽然也有一些不好。
And we think even though there is something bad in us.
但是不是那样的不好。
It's not too bad.
我们知道旧约的扫罗王。
We know King Solomon in the Old Testament.
神拣选了他做以色列的王。
And God has chosen him to be the king of Israel.
但是他末了。却被神弃绝了。
But at the end, he was forsaken by the Lord.
他与神的国度无份无关。
And he was cast away from the kingdom of the Lord.
原因是什么？
Why is that?
就是因为他爱惜自己。
Because he loved himself.
他看见自己还有可爱的。
And he saw there is still something lovable about himself.
看见自己还有一些公义。
He thinks there is still some righteousness in
himself. 还有理由。
He still have reasons.
他看见还有一些自己还有一些美善的。
And he sees something beautiful about himself.
到末了他自己被神弃绝。
At the end, he was forsaken by the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真是求主开我们眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们若不认识我们的己，必须要钉十字架。
If we do not know that ourselves needs to be crucified.
若我们不知道己是应该要死，而且要埋葬。
If we don't understand that our flesh needs to die and be buried.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有办法从我们身上活出基督的荣耀了。
And there is no way that we can live out the glory of Christ in us.
第二方面，好，我们今天真实的与主同钉十字架。
And also, if we truly have been crucified with Christ,
我们知道那实在是羞辱，那是痛苦。
We know that the cross is shame and is pain.
我们觉得与主同钉十字架，好像是非常痛苦、非常羞辱的。
To be crucified with Christ is very painful and very shameful.
这是为什么有些时候我们不太肯与主同背十字架。
That is why oftentimes we're not willing to be crucified with Him.
但是好，我们今天愿意了。
And if we're willing today,
我们钉了十字架了。
And we're crucified.
就我们发现啊，那个问题还是没解决。
And we realize sometimes the problems still did not go away.
我们记得与基督同钉十字架的其中一个强盗。
And we remember that there is a robber that was also crucified with Christ.
他因着他的罪犯，他被挂在十字架上。
Because of his own crime, he was crucified next to Christ.
是极其的痛苦，极其的羞辱。
And it was painful and also shameful.
但是我们发现一件事。
But we realize one thing.
一个钉在十字架上的人呢，他还犯罪。
That someone that was crucified on the cross, he could still sin.
他在那里嘲笑主耶稣。
He was still laughing, ridiculing Jesus.
所以我们看见，虽然我们有些时候呢，我们好像与主同钉十字架了。
So we see sometimes, even though we are already crucified with him,
但是我们却还对着我们周围的人还可以口出恶言。
But we can still, we're still very mean to people around us.
我们心里头还有埋怨。
That we still have complaints in our heart.
我们发现我们那个己还没有死。
And we realize ourselves still did not die.
所以我们看见这个己的最后的结局应该是什么
？When we see the final condition of the self，
乃是要彻底的灭绝。
That it needs to be put away。
它不仅是要死了
，Not only it needs to die，
它而且是要埋葬。
But it also needs to be buried。
因为已死的人就不再讲理由。
Because for those who has already died, you cannot reason。
已死的人也不再有感觉。
A dead man does not have feelings.
已死的人也不再计算利益和损失。
A dead man will not be calculating his profits and loss.
当日玛利亚把那极贵重的真拿达香膏膏在主的身上。
When Mary poured out the most expensive perfume on Christ.
她实在是付出了很大的牺牲。
And she has lost much.
但是她周围主的其他门徒们呢，却责怪她。
But all the disciples around her accused her.
就如果换作我们的话
，And if it's us,
我们心里头啊，或者我们嘴巴里面可能就要说几句话了。
In our hearts and in our mouth, maybe we'll have some complaints.
我们就说，我这样子爱主耶稣。
That I have loved Christ so much.
我这样子摆上。
That I have sacrificed so much.
你们都不做。
That you don't even do any of this.
我做了，你们还批评。
And I have done it, and you also criticize me.
你发现那个己还在我们里头。
And we realize there is still self in us.
那样的奉献，那样的牺牲，就不能讨主的喜悦。
Then even such sacrifice and such offerings cannot satisfy God's heart.
也就没有什么可纪念。
Then there is nothing to be remembered.
但是感谢主，我们看见玛利亚当日的奉献。
But we thank the Lord that we see Mary's offering that day.
她不在乎别人是怎么看、怎么说。
She did not care the attitude of others.
在她心中只有一件事。
In her heart, there is only one thing.
就是主耶稣，他是配的。
That is Jesus Christ. He is worthy.
他配得我这样子摆上。
He is worthy for all of my suffering.
他配得我帮自己倾倒在他身上。
He is worthy for me to sacrifice myself to him.
这样的奉献
and such offerings,
这样的侍奉
such service,
能够摸着主的心
can touch God's heart,
能够被主来纪念
can be remembered by the Lord,
也能够成为神旨意的一个器皿
that we can be a vessel.To fulfill his purpose.
所以我们看见十字架，当我们远远看的时候，是非常可怕的。
So, from the outside, from far away, we see the cross is terrible.
当我们被钉在上面的时候呢，是非常痛苦，非常羞辱。
And when we're crucified on it, it's shameful and painful.
但是当我们死了，埋葬了，它就显出神的荣耀了。
But after we're dead and buried, it manifests God's glory.
所以主的话告诉我们，我们是从圣灵重生的。
So the Lord tells us we are, we live by the Spirit.
当我们的己死了
and after our self dies,
在我们里头的圣灵他就要活出来
that the Holy Spirit that's in us will live out of us.
我们就靠着圣灵来行事
by the Spirit we'll do our deeds.
我们就能够活在圣灵的里头
that we can live in the Spirit.
叫基督的荣美从我们身上彰显出来
that the glory of Christ can be manifested through us.
第三方面
Thirdly,
第三方面是最重要的
and which is also most important
因为我们知道前面啊刚刚前面讲了那么多
we know that we have talked much
若我们回去这个礼拜要实行啊
but if we go back to practice these
我们下礼拜来啊我想大家都精疲力尽了
then by the time we come next week everyone will be exhausted
又要警醒
and one we need to keep watch
又要逃避
and we need to flee
又要忍耐
and we need to endure
还要钉十字架
and we need to be crucified
还得要死
and we need to die
是天天的
and it's daily
我们还要上班
and we also need to work
还有好多家事
we still have housework
如果我们这样子来做你就发现下礼拜我们每个人都瘫了
and if you do all of this try to practice all of this we'll be all exhausted
我们也会很沮丧因为呢我们要经历很多的失败
and we'll all be upset because we'll endure much failures
不是说这些事不重要
it's not that these are not important
这些事呢我们都需要学习要操练
that we do need to practice and learn from all of this.
因为那是我们的防守的策略。
Because that's our defense.
防守策略很重要的。
It's good to have a strategy for defense.
但是更重要的乃是我们一个进攻的一个策略。
But also we need to give our offense.
我们最后再读一处经文，在腓立比书第三章。
Well, lastly, we'll read one scripture in Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章，我们从第十节。
Philippians chapter 3, we start from verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I might know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
因为这里保罗不是怀疑自己的救恩。
Here, Paul is not doubting about his salvation.
他不是怀疑说将来主来的时候呢，他会不会从死里复活？
He's not doubting that either he will receive the resurrection from the dead.
他在这里乃是说到，在他的生活当中，他要能够显出那复活生命的大能。
But here he is saying that he want to manifest the power of the resurrection of Christ.
他给我们指出了一条道路。
He shows us a way.
乃是认识基督。
That to know him.
晓得他复活的大能
，to know the power of his resurrection，
并且晓得他一同受苦，和他一同受苦
，and to know the fellowship of his suffering。
这是三个支道哈。
That's three branches。
就是认识基督
，to know Christ，
然后晓得他复活的大能
，to know the power of his resurrection，
然后晓得他与他一同受苦
，to know the fellowship of his sufferings，
然后再来说效法他的死
，being conformed to his death，
乃是就是说磨成。像主耶稣死的形状
that to be conformed into the to the image of him who is the to be conformed to his death.
在这里我们看见
here we see there is only one way,
就是在圣灵的里头
that is in the spirit.
弟兄姐妹，今天没有任何的知识能够帮助我们
there is not any knowledge that could help us.
今天只有圣灵在我们里头来开启我们
only the Holy Spirit in us canopen us,
使我们认识基督
us, so that we can know Christ
晓得他复活的大能
that we can know the power of his resurrection
我们越认识基督
and the more we know Christ
我们越能够与他一同受苦
the more we can fellowship in his sufferings
我们乃是连于他的受苦
that we can be connected to his sufferings
我们能够在他的受苦里头与他有交通
that in his sufferings we can fellowship with him
然后我们能够被磨成他的死的形状
that we might be conformed to his death
就是叫看见耶稣的死主耶稣的死在我们身上能够天天的发动
that we see that his death will be in us daily
当主的死在我们身上天天发动的时候
when we receive his death daily in our lives
弟兄姐妹那耶稣基督复活的生命的能力就从我们身上要显出来
and the power of his resurrection will be manifested through us
它最重要唯一的关键就是我们必须要在圣灵的里头
Most importantly, we need to be in the Holy Spirit
那我们如何能够在圣灵里头来认识基督
How can we know Christ in the Spirit
来晓得他复活的大能呢
And to know his power of resurrection
并且然后与他在受苦上交通
How can we have fellowship in his sufferings
然后在死的形状上与他联合
And to be conformed in his death
感谢我们的主
We thank the Lord
主告诉我们说那圣灵恩膏是真的不是假的
He tells us the unction of the Spirit is true
弟兄姐妹你信了耶稣了吗
Have you believed in Jesus?
如果你已经相信了那圣灵就住在你里头
If you believed in him then his Holy Spirit dwells in you
那恩膏是真的
That his anointing is true
不是假的
It's not false
我感谢主在过去的一段日子里面带领我有这样的一点经历
We thank the Lord that he has led us through some experiences in the past days
虽然那时候生活也是很忙碌
Even though my life is also busy
也还在上班
That I was also working
也有服事
And I also have service
和弟兄姐妹都一样
Same as all the brothers and sisters
很多年时间主给我一个渴慕
But through that time God has given us given me a longing and desire
就是读他的话语
To read his words
梦想他的话语
To meditate on his words
那我们说我们也都读主的话语
Then we say that we have all read his words
我从前也读主的话语
Before I also read his words
为什么那些话语呢好像读了以后呢就跑错地方了
But somehow when we read his words go to the wrong places
跑到我们脑袋去了
He has entered into my head
而不是跑到我们的心里
But he didn't enter into my heart
那个问题在哪里
Where is the problem?
我们圣经读了阅读阅读阅读读了很多
We have read the Bible many times
就我们的知识呢我们的头呢越来越大
and our head becomes big and increases our knowledge
但是我们这个人呢好像跟主的话呢就调和不在一起
but somehow we're not in tune with his words
后来我发现有一个问题
and later on I found a problem
那是因为我们不谦卑
it's because I was not humble
当我们读主的话语如果我们是谦卑领受的话
when we read his word if we humble ourselves and receive it
我们是在祷告里头领受主的话语
Then in prayers we'll receive his words
主的话语就能够进到我们心里头
And his prayer can his words can enter into our hearts
主的话语是活道
His word is a living way
它能够在我们心里头能够产生那复活生命的一个交通
That it can give us a fellowship in his resurrection life
我记得有一段时间
I remember in a period of time
家里头孩子很多
I have many children at home
所以呢也是很忙。
And I'm also very busy.
早上起来要预备。
In the morning, I need to prepare.
然后要开车去上班。
And to drive to work.
和大家一样，路上都要碰到很多的交通阻塞。
Like everyone, I need to go through traffic every morning.
到了公司。
When I reach my office,
那个力气剩一半了。
那 I'm already half exhausted.
然后工作也很多。
And I have a lot of work to do.
然后下了班。
And in the when I get off work,
又要开那个 fight traffic 啊，要就是从那个交通阻塞里头又要开车回家。
Again, I need to fight through traffic to go home.
所以我知道弟兄姐妹，你们每天生活的那个苦啊，我是知道的。
So I know the sufferings that you go through each day.
但感谢主，在那段时间里头。
But we thank the Lord through that time.
因着读了主的话语。
Because I received God's words.
因着把主的话语存在心里。
Because He has entered His words into my heart.
发现早上出门了以后。
I realize after I leave home every morning.
在车上能够与在灵里面与主有交通。
In the car, I can fellowship with Him in the spirit.
那甜美的交通
It's a sweet fellowship
使我更深认识基督
So that I can know him more
使我认识他的受苦
I can fellowship in his sufferings
使我经历他的爱是何等的长阔高深
To experience his love How great and how great is his love
我在车上不自由的眼泪直落下
And without my tears would just fall down in the car
在车上能够在那里感谢赞美神
And I can thank and praise the God in my car
我都不知道路上到底车子有没有塞车。
Sometimes I don't even realize how bad the traffic is.
就到了公司。
And not unknowingly, I reach my office.
到了公司有许多的工作要做。
And then there are many works to do.
哎，有时候特别不顺利。
And also, sometimes the work does not go smoothly.
从前碰到问题解决不了的时候呢，回家觉都睡不好。
Well, sometimes before, if I have problems at work, I cannot even sleep well at home.
但在那样的日子里头，坐在计算机的面前。
But in those days before my computer,
在灵里头继续的来认识我们的主，来享受我们的主。
When we continue to draw near to the Lord in our spirit and to enjoy His presence,
在那里不由得还是又在那里把感谢赞美。敬拜来归给神
and to continue to give him thanks and honor and glory.
那忙碌的工作又过去了
and all the busy work will pass away.
那回家
when I get home,
在路上还是塞车
on the way home, there's still traffic.
但是能够继续的在灵里头能够与主有交通
but I could continue to have fellowship in the spirit with the Lord.
在那里赞美感谢我们的神
to praise and worship him.
认识我们的主
to know him.
交通他的受苦
to fellowship in his sufferings.
因着他的爱，他的死，把他的爱显明在我们心里。
Because of his love, because of his death, his love is shown into our hearts.
回到家里还有许多的家事。
And when I get home, there are many chores at home.
有好多事情要做。
There are many things to do.
弟兄姐妹，你发现当我们活在圣灵里头的时候
，But you realize when we live in the Spirit,
你发现我们真的是能够经历在地如在天的生活。
We truly we can experience a life.On earth as it is in heaven.
虽然路上交通还是一样
Even though the traffic is still the same.
工作还有许多难处
Even though the work is also busy.
虽然我们身体或许也疲惫
Even though our flesh is weak.
但是因着当我们活在圣灵里
But because we can live in the spirit.
因着我们认识我们的主耶稣基督
Because we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着我们能够认识到他复活生命的大能
Because we know the power of his resurrection.
因着我们能够在灵里面与他受苦相交
Because we can fellowship in his sufferings.
发现主的死在我们身上就成为一个实际
Then his death becomes a reality in us.
发现主的复活生命能力就从我们身上显出
Then the power of his resurrection is manifested through us.
弟兄姐妹今天是这个时候
Brothers and sisters, the time is now.
我们不应该停留在一个消极等候的光景里
We shouldn't be just passively waiting for him.
我们实在是应该忘记背后
We need to forget what's behind.
忘记我们过去的失败和软弱
Forget all the failures and the weakness that we had before.
保罗他说他也软弱
Paul says he's also weak.
但是他却愿意靠着主的刚强
But he's willing to live on the strength of the Lord.
他愿意让主的刚强来覆庇他
He's willing for the strength of the Lord to cover him.
叫他能够努力面前
So that he can press on forward.
他能够向着标杆直跑
Towards the goal.
他为要得着主所要他得着的
To attain what God has called for him to attain.
他愿意让自己成为神合用的一个器皿
So that he will be a vessel usable for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹感谢赞美主
We thank and praise the Lord.
主很快就要来
He will come soon.
他今天实在是在提醒我们
He is reminding us today.
在呼召我们。
And calling us today.
叫我们能够来答应他的呼召。
That we may respond to his calling.
不仅我们个人。
And not only by ourselves. 我们
能够与众弟兄姐妹。
But also with brothers and sisters.
我们一同来努力进入天国。
And together we can enter into the kingdom of heaven and take it by force.
在这最末了的时候。
At the end.
我们实在是盼望主的爱天天来激励我们。
We truly hope that His love can encourage us daily.
叫我们甘心乐意的把我们自己摆上去。
Willingly we can offer ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，靠着圣灵，我们来攻克己身。
By the Holy Spirit, we can discipline our body.
叫我们这个人能够服在我们在神面前的心意里头。
So that we can come before the Lord and enter into His will.
我们不要再坐在那我们的软弱里头。
That will no longer live in our weaknesses.
我们也不要躺在我们的软弱里头。
I will not lie down in our weaknesses.
我们要来答应主的呼召。
To answer, to respond to His calling.
要进入天国。
To enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们要把自己拼上去。
And to be violent.
我们看见神的教会就要被建立。
We see that the church of God will be established.
看见基督的身体就要成型。
And His body will be built up.
那我们看见基督的心腹预备好了。
That we see the bride of the Lamb is ready.
我们的主他就再来接我们。
Then he will come and receive us.
因为我们在这样的时代里。
And in such times.
我们都能够成为神成就他心意的一个器皿。
May we all be a vessel that God can use to accomplish his will.
叫神荣耀的旨意能够早一日的能够成就。
So his glorious purpose can be fulfilled.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，感谢你还给我们有机会。
We thank you that you still give us opportunities.
感谢你还向我们说话。
You still speak to us.
主，因为你实在是爱我们。
Because you truly loved us.
你实在是愿意你的教会能够预备整齐。
And how you desire for your church to be ready.
主，能够迎接你的再来。
To welcome your coming.
你何等愿意蒙恩的儿女们都能够与你荣耀的国度有份。
How you desire all of your children who are saved by your grace to be in your kingdom.
主，我们知道我们原是不配。
We know we're unworthy.
但是因为你爱我们。
But because you loved us.
主，我们就愿意再把我们自己来奉献给你。
We want to offer, we'll willingly offer ourselves to you.
主，愿你在我们身上来成就你自己荣耀的工作。
May you accomplish your glorious work in us.
主，愿你自己的荣耀能够从我们身上彰显出来。
So that your glory can be manifested through us.
主，叫你自己的教会能够装备整齐。
That your church can be ready.
主，你就要再来了。
You will come soon.
主，虽然我们不知道还有多少日子。
Even though we don't know the days and the hour.
但主，我们愿意把我们的气息都仰望你。
But we're willing to offer you every breath of our life.
求你带领。
May you lead us.
求你保守我们。
May you keep us.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.